Well, the field of 68 for the 2012 NCAA tournament was revealed yesterday. The four regional number one seeds were awarded to Kentucky, Syracuse, North Carolina, and Michigan State. Spartans forward Draymond Green says the top seed number really is not that big a deal.
It's a great thing to be a number one seed, but at the end of the day, with the way the NCAA is now, it doesn't really mean much. You know, it may help you out in the first game.
The tournament starts on Tuesday with the first round in Dayton, Ohio. The Final Four will be held March 31st in New Orleans with the national championship game on April 2nd. Meantime, Oregon did not quite make it to the NCAA tournament bracket, but they have a favorable seed in the NIT. The Ducks, a number three seed, will host number six LSU tomorrow at 6:30 at Matthew Knight Arena. Now, Oregon is one of four Pac-12 teams in the NIT. The others are the other three top seeds from the Pac-12 tournament, Washington, Stanford, and Arizona. None of them invited to the NCAA tournament. In fact, the only Pac-12 team to go to the big dance is Colorado, and they made it there because they upset a couple of teams along the way to the Pac-12 conference tournament title. Oregon State is back in postseason play. They open play on the College Basketball Invitational, the CBI, with a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday against Western Illinois. It's the Beavers' third trip to the CBI in Coach Craig Robinson's 4 years at the helm. OSU, by the way, won the tourney in 2009. Oregon won it last year. The Dwight Howard sweepstakes appear to be heating up with the NBA trade deadline approaching. CBS Sports reports Chicago could offer Luol Deng, Carlos Boozer, and center Omer Asik for Howard and Hedo Turkoglu. The Bulls also have a first-rounder from Charlotte that they could include in the deal as a sweetener. The trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. In the NBA last night, the scoreboard looks like this. Philadelphia beat New York, Lakers over Boston, Cleveland toppled Houston, Indiana fell to Orlando, Milwaukee better than Toronto, Memphis thumped Denver, Atlanta stopped Sacramento, and Golden State defeated the Clippers. Next Blazer game coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock as Portland is on the road at Indiana. And finally, Pro Football Talk reports Denver will trade quarterback Tim Tebow if free agent Peyton Manning elects to join the Broncos. Now, if Manning passes on Denver, the Broncos will reportedly keep Tebow and look for depth at the position in the middle of the draft. Jacksonville, by the way, said to be one of the teams interested in acquiring Tebow, the former Florida Gator, should he become available. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.